Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. There was Jesus, the good shepherd, out for a stroll through the temple courts looking for lost sheep, when suddenly he finds himself surrounded by wolves. They have grown tired of his antics, and so they gather around him and said, "How long will you keep us in suspense?" Or the literal Greek translation would be, "How long will you take away our life?" That is really what they are asking. They are dying to know, is Jesus the Messiah or not? But Jesus' true identity is not really their concern. No, their concern is to get Jesus to say something that they can use against him. It is not as if Jesus hadn't already revealed plainly who he was through his word and deed. He has made his identity known. And so Jesus tells them that they don't or won't understand anything at all that he says or does because they are not of his flock. They don't know who the good shepherd is. They don't know his voice. If they did, they would have already been listening to him and not asking him such a question. They would realize who it is that is speaking to them, and they would most certainly not be seeking to trap him. So let me just ask, do you know? Do you know who your shepherd is? Do you know the voice of the good shepherd? Do you know what it is he is saying to you? Because we are all but sheep, and all we can do is follow the voice of our shepherd. Those wolves that surrounded Jesus on that day in the temple courts were simply lost sheep following a voice, but it was a different voice, not the voice of the good shepherd. Instead, they were listening to the whispers of sin, the temptations of Satan, the rumblings of the world. They were the voices of unbelief, and they identified Jesus not as the good shepherd, but as a problem that must be eradicated. And so his answer to their question was a matter of life or death for them. Yet they didn't know just how rightly they had spoken. It is a matter of life and death for you as well. It's not that the question was bad. It is the right question to ask. Is Jesus the Messiah or not? The problem laid in the fact that they were listening to the wrong voices, being misled and deceived into their own death and destruction. So Jesus is calling you to do otherwise. He is calling you to listen to his voice so that you may know who he is, because it is a matter of life and death for you. And he wants you to hear loud and clear that he knows you and he is calling to you. As long as you heed his voice and follow him, no one will be able to snatch you from his hand. For the Father himself has given you to Jesus. And no one is greater than the Father. And yet, the Father and Jesus are one. Together, they hold you firmly in their grasp. And this is great news. For we know how fickle and uncertain life in this changing world can be. We know how fickle and uncertain even we can be. We can make the best plans, have the best intentions, and yet there are 1,001 ways it can go all wrong. We can do everything right, and it still blows up in our face. How then can we hope to guarantee that eternal life that Jesus says is ours as his sheep? Because we know there are all kinds of thieves that are just waiting to steal you away from him. Many voices in this world are seeking to snatch you out of the hands of Christ. We have to contend with the voices even within us, those temptations that return like a revolving door. Just when you think you have one under control, another springs up. When you believe the second one is managed, then a third comes around. And when the third temptation is mastered, the first one comes back with a vengeance. Then there are the cries of the world which are bent on recreating God's created order in its own image. They seek to destroy the institution of family as God has made it for the procreation and discipling of children. By eradicating those created differences between male and female, by toppling the headship of husbands, by shredding the sanctity of the marital relationship, by defiling the marital bed, by arguing for unnatural relationships of men with men and women with women, by upheaving the authority of a parent, by advocating the murder of unborn children. There are the shouts of those who seek to also undermine your faith directly by faulty use of logic and science, by corrupting or suppressing the truth, by shaming or threatening, persecuting, and even killing those who confess the name of Christ. And if that wasn't enough, Satan continues to whisper in your ear day and night to remind you of every time that you have listened to a voice that wasn't Christ. He tells you that you aren't good enough, that you aren't worthy enough of God's love, that you have listened to those other voices and so you deserve only death and hell. He likes to throw your biggest sins in your face and he knows your greatest weaknesses and likes to exploit them and levy them against you in an attempt to wiggle you out of Christ's grasp. As if he could, knowing that only you can turn from Christ. All these voices of Satan, of the world, even of our own sinful flesh, these are wolves that we deal with day to day. They are enough to shred us to pieces so that we are lost forever. But then comes the voice of the Good Shepherd, loud and clear across it all. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Here is the truth that Jesus wants you to know. You are not your own. In fact, you have never belonged to yourself, but you have always belonged to God. And He has done everything to secure your salvation. The Father gives you into the very hands of the one who stretched out those hands for you on the cross, so that every time that you have listened to another voice, every time you have found yourself being deceived by another wolf, every time you have found yourself being a wolf, and every time you will do so in the future, all of those sins have been paid for. You are forgiven. You are in the hands that were nailed to the cross and then conquered death for you, so that not even death can snatch you out of the hands of the Good Shepherd. All that is left for you is to receive this promise as a gift. Eternal life is yours. In that life, you have been made more to be than you could ever hope for or dreamed of or imagine. In the hands of Christ, our Good Shepherd, you are not only protected from the wolves, you are remade into sheep without spot or blemish. You have been made into Christ's own brothers and sisters, children of the Heavenly Father. For Jesus isn't in this alone. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One of God. He and the Father are one, and His is the only voice that you ever need. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Amen.